Welcome to the Walker Recruitment Podcast, specialists in logistics and supply chain recruitment. And here is your host, Ryan Walker.
Morning, afternoon, evening, everyone. Welcome to another, a brand new episode of Walker Line Podcast. And it's been a while since I've actually done one of these. It's been a good 3 or 4 months. So I do apologise, but revamping it now, making sure it's good value for you guys. So I've kind of put a lot of thought and effort into revamping it and pushing it out. So we're going to have some really good guest speakers coming on in different industries. So we're going to be talking about a range of different topics, such as like kind of social media influence. We're also going to have a few motivational speakers coming on, which is fantastic. And also some good CEOs from good companies, logistics, supply chain companies in the UK sort of thing. So get onto this podcast. I put something on LinkedIn not too long ago. It was actually a few days ago, and I was regarding about time and how time is becoming the biggest commodity at the minute. And I got a lot of feedback from it, a lot of messages, a lot I can explain more. So I'm going to go through a little bit in detail what I was actually thinking and talking about when I was talking about why time is going to be huge in the next 4, 5, 6 years. Time is going to be absolutely massive and paramount for a business to succeed. Any sort of business, if it's a recruitment business like I'm in, or it's in a supply chain, shipping industry, all that sort of thing, it's all going to change. You know, thing is, in a market of distraction, the companies, products and services that can save you the time are going to win. That's why, if you look at Amazon, it's a market leader. That's why Prime Now wins. They have simplified the process of buying and selling. They have saved you enormous amounts of time. I mean, it's universal. Look at AI and machine learning, which is a massive buzzword at the minute. It's huge. It's an important technology because it saves you time. It can learn and automate process, and which would have taken you much longer if we didn't have that sort of thing. So it's new technologies are coming into the fray. Look at virtual assistants, that saves you time. Google Siri saves you time. Text messages save you time. Double clicking on a photo to like it and acknowledge someone saves you time. Even emojis save you time. Oh, and that little misspelling, the little kind of red square line underneath a word, that saves you time, autocorrect. So this is important because it's the one commodity you can't get more of. No matter where you are or what your economic situation is, what industry you're in, what business you run, you'll never have more time. I mean, it's why humans will do anything to purchase it. It's why we will do anything to get more time in a day. There's only 24 hours in a day. You can't get any more, unfortunately. So you have to kind of combat and what's going to save you time. I mean, it's why we choose to the using Ubers instead of walking, or taxis instead of walking. It's why we pay extra for delivery. Look at Amazon or on eBay, you spend that 5, 6, 7 quid for next day delivery, but you're willing to spend it because you don't want to sit and wait about for it. I mean, it's why we bloody pay 500 quid to fly instead of driving. It's all about time. So what is going to be the biggest advantage? It's the biggest market advantages you can possibly create. Uber saves you time, Amazon saves you time, all these other things save you time. I mean, look at Blockbuster, for instance. They went out of business because of like the way of Netflix, Sky Box Office. You want to watch a film, it's right on your hand. You can just press a button and it's up on there. So it's all that sort of things. Now, how can, if you're a business or if you're into any sort of industry, how can that shadow into what you've got to do? Now, going from a recruitment background, a headhunter background, it's different. I'll talk about this to start with. How can we integrate that sort of technology and the new technologies and the new ways of thinking to save people time? I mean, for a recruitment background, you're looking to get someone in as soon as possible. You want to get someone into that position as soon as possible. So the hiring manager comes up to you, he comes in and he goes, right, I've got XYZ, supply chain manager, for instance. He has now put in his notice, so I've got a month. I want something in straight away. So you've got a month already. So you're like, wow, hold on a minute. What happens then? It takes longer and longer. The old processes of doing it, you have to create the job adverts, you have to create people. If you've not got them on your database, you have to revamp the database, an old database, and then you go through it. Then you've got to interview the person, then you've got to do this. And it's always longer and longer and longer. So what happens if you can't find them? If you can't find the right person to start with, it's going to take longer. Next thing you know, that month's gone. That person in that place is now gone off somewhere else. So there's now a vacant position there. There is no one doing the job. So the hiring manager is now losing money because he's getting other people to stand in to counteract the slack there, to basically boost so that he's unproductive on different departments. So now the hiring manager's company is losing money. So this is something that really needs to kind of basically be put into place. So time is of the essence. How can you do that? How can you save time on hiring? Now, this is a great question. Look online. I'm not going to give you the answer because the answer's on there for you, because there's the new demographic. A lot of recruitment companies don't know that online there is a huge amount of new technologies, new ways of doing it, and different ways of doing it than it is the usual way, which will save you time. We've done it. I'm not going to say we haven't, because we have done it. We've implemented new technologies and we've implemented a new system that can do that, that can get that into it. The cost of saving time is going to be an investment. It might be take you a little bit a few bob in the back end, but it's worth it in the end. Now, if you could rock up to someone, if you're in a recruitment company, and say, I can get you a guy in, don't know where he is, but I can get you in within a month, no problems, bite your hand off for that. Bite your hand off that, because that's you providing a service. You will be at the top. You'll be leaping above the future, leaping above the rest of the pack in there, above the noise, I like to call them, and you can do things. You can do things different. So different systems, look into it. What can you streamline in your recruitment system and your recruitment model that can basically save time in the future for your clients? What can you do for that? Even for your candidates as well, what can you provide value to them? That is what we're talking about. These are the sort of things you need to get in place now, because in the next 3 or 4 years, you're going to be left behind. People will start to get onto it and jump ahead of you. So you need to look into this now. Now, from a different sort of standpoint, from a logistics and a supply chain standpoint, this is going to be huge. What sort of ways are you going to get into that? How can time do the same for you guys? What is the process, your supply chain process? Is it going to be something in there that's going to be different? Do you need to kind of look through it? Do you need to get someone in there, like for a consultant to come in and revamp your supply chain process to make sure that when you go through it, it is streamlined, it's efficient, it's time saving. That is the key thing. It's time saving and it's an efficient way of doing things. That is what you want to concentrate on. Now, it's not going to happen overnight. This is a big investment, but the big investment will pay off in the end, because as I said to you before, with the recruitment side of business, it will do exactly the same sort of thing with your business as well going forward. You want to work with someone who has got a really efficient manner, a really efficient system that can get you to one place to the other, and very quickly, and a very time-consuming, very less time-consuming process, if that makes sense, you know. So have a look at that, guys. I'll be doing a little follow-up on this. I'm going to speak to a guest speaker who's coming on probably in the next few weeks. She's going to basically kind of talk a little bit more in depth than that. I've just went a bit general on this. It's a little a small podcast, but I've only went general on this. We'll go into a lot more detail in the next coming weeks. But guys, thank you for listening. If you can, this will be on iTunes. It'll be on my website. If you can like, share it, subscribe it. So all the cool kids say nowadays. Guys, I appreciate your time. Have a look on our website recently. We've just revamped it, walker-recruitment.co.uk. Guys, it's been a pleasure. My name is Ryan Walker. Good to speak to you. Take care. Bye-bye.